5:44 on your Friday. Kind of feels like a Monday today. Many will be off, of course, before things truly get back to normal next week as we are closing out the holidays, as it were, 2026 now. How was your New Year's Eve? Did you celebrate or did you fall asleep early? My experience, stayed home, had a couple round of appetizers, a couple versions of scallops, and then decided we were too full for the giant steak that we had. And so we spent the next 2 hours watching Stranger Things finale. I thought it was pretty decent. Now, I don't like saying too much because, I mean, it just came out. Not everyone can watch it right away. There were some issues, things I wish they would have done a bit differently, but ultimately, I think most people are going to be pretty happy with it. Pretty good overall. I feel like they stuck the landing, but it wasn't quite as smooth of a landing as it could have been. So, and I mean, the way the shows go now, come on. Watch in 10 years, they'll do a season 6. Or you know for sure there'll be like spin-off series. I mean, it's one of Netflix's most popular series of all time. So there's certainly going to be some sort of spin-off. So, and a lot of people watched. Yeah, millions and millions of people watched that final two-hour movie-length episode for the fifth and final season. So after we watched that, there it was at like 11 o'clock at night. And then we decided, you know what? Let's have that steak. We have to stay up to midnight anyway. And so we had the meal and celebrated the new year. And I think we pretty well just fell asleep. So there was my New Year's, which, you know what? No problem. I have no issue with that. Do you make a resolution? Are these still things that people do? I know we talk about this every single year. And we're going to talk more about this a little bit later in the show. But it's something that you do. I know for me, I'll reflect back on the year that was. I don't know if I'll make a hard resolution. Just things that I would like to try to do more. For example, in this day and age where everybody seems to be taking pictures of absolutely everything all day long, I'm going through my camera roll for 2025, realizing that I hardly take any pictures. No pictures of food? No. There are some screenshots of some recipes I'd like to try, but I think I went like 2 or 3 months in the summer with not a one picture, so maybe I should be taking more pictures this year of nature, of, yes, of vacations. Well, the only time I ever do take a few pictures. But yeah, is a resolution something that you still do? Maybe you want to drop 10, 15 pounds. Maybe you want to, get on track budget-wise, financially speaking, be a little bit better, save a little bit more. As mentioned, we'll run down some of the top resolutions for people. Some interesting facts about some of them coming up a little bit later in the show. We're also going to take a look ahead with the opposition NDP leader Carla Beck. That's still to come. World Juniors. Canada faced its probably toughest test yet in Finland on New Year's Eve. Yeah, I watched a bit of that. Canada winning 7-4. And if you watch that game, wow, the first period. Back and forth, 6 goals. Canada would get up. Finland would tie it right back up moments later. It would go on like that. Canada would eventually pull away and, as mentioned, win 7-4. So it means that Canada finished first in Group B. And now tonight, the quarterfinal. Something that Canada has not been able to get past the last two World Junior tournaments. They take on Slovakia. Slovakia finished fourth in the other group, but they only lost by 1 goal to Sweden, the U.S., and Switzerland. So not necessarily a slam dunk for Canada. If the last two juniors have proven anything, I mean, anything can happen. You can hear that game, by the way, live right here tonight on 980 CJME. 7:30 puck drop. Broadcast begins at 7. CJME News Time is 5:49.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old
552, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan again on this Friday. Happy 2026. In case you missed it, Canada just named its men's hockey team for the upcoming Olympics. And now that we are into January, and the Winter Games next month in Italy. Now, I wouldn't say there are any huge surprises for the men's Olympic hockey team. I think you could have guessed like 90-95% of this team. I mean, you have your Connor McDavid's, Nathan MacKinnon's, Sidney Crosby. Perhaps a couple of snubs. Sam Bennett, he was left off. Same with Mark Scheifele of the Jets. Connor Bedard also didn't make the squad. Maybe they shouldn't have made it. Maybe that's why they're kept off. Connor Bedard, I think, was kind of on the bubble. Maybe a little bit too young. Not enough experience yet. But at the same time, fellow youngster Macklin Celebrini of the Sharks did make this team. He's having an unreal season. Currently third in NHL points. 62 points in 40 games. Now, there are Saskatchewan connections on this team. Saskatoon's Darcy Kuemper is one of the goalies selected. He currently plays for the LA Kings. Canada's general manager, Doug Armstrong, says despite his injury, Kuemper's experience and play this year made the decision easier.
Darcy has a great resume. He's got the Kings in a good spot. He's a Stanley Cup champion. So we believe in those three. We have the proper components.
980 CJME talked to Kuemper's parents, Sharon and Brent. Can't wait to see their son wear the Canadian jersey on the Olympic stage.
Just having that Olympic jersey, it's going to be quite something for us parents to marvel about.
Yeah, we'll be sitting pretty tall in those stands.
Now, Kuemper's the only Saskatchewan player to make the team, but there are a lot of other connections to our province. Brandon Hagel considers Alberta his home, but he was actually born in Saskatoon before his family moved to the province over when he was a baby. Braden Point, of course, played junior hockey with the Moose Jaw Warriors, while Josh Morrissey played for mostly the Prince Albert Raiders. Remember late in his career, he got traded to Kelowna as they were making a push for the Memorial Cup. But for the most part, Morrissey playing with the Raiders, now with Winnipeg Jets in the NHL. Remember, this will be the first time since 2014 NHLers will compete at the Olympics. The NHL went to five straight Olympics from 1998 through 2014 before skipping the 2018 event, and then COVID-19 squash plans in 2022. We are the defending gold medalists. Only Sidney Crosby and Drew Doughty were on that 2014 team. Of course, the most recent test of NHLers in international-style play would have been last February's Four Nations face-off, which we won, topping the U.S. in that 3-2 overtime thriller.
Carr sends it around. Martin waiting. Connor McDavid scores! Connor McDavid for Canada!
Now, that was a good feeling. We want to feel that way again. CJME News Time is now 5:56. By 58, say we're learning what is on the 2026 priority list for the head of Regina's airport. CEO James Bogus says within Canada, he's hoping to attract Porter Airlines, potentially to connect Regina to Ottawa. He's also keen on more Montreal service and a return of flights to Halifax. He'd be pleased, he says, to see WestJet bring back the Halifax route it flew last summer. He says this past year was a big one for flights to the U.S., and he hopes they continue, but it's hard to say since it's not just about the number of passengers.
How much people are willing to spend on a ticket? Who's buying what I call the front seats? These are the, you know, business class or more premium seats that the airlines are available.
And of course, there has been a trend across Canada to remember about fewer of us wanting to go down to the U.S. with a number of factors at play there. So just some of the highlights coming up that James Bogus hopes to call highlights. With some new flights, always something new at YQR. CJME News Time is now 6 o'clock. And now I understand the problems you can see. Ooh, ooh, I said to children. Ooh, ooh, what did you tell them? Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. 614, just taking a quick look at the highway hotline. If you're cruising around with tunes this morning on the road, fair and clear for the most part around Regina and really across southern Saskatchewan, according to the highway hotline. Yes, seeing some visibility issues around the Battle Fords, North Battle Ford. So not really that close to here, but if you are making a long trip this morning, things to keep in mind. Hey, once upon a time, people couldn't get enough.
I want my MTV!
I want my MTV!
I want my MTV!
Call your cable company and say, I want my MTV!
Now it's the end of an era for MTV. It's music-only channels, so those dedicated to 24/7 music videos just shut down on New Year's Eve. Network closed out the same way it opened, airing the Buggles' iconic Video Killed the Radio Star that you just heard. It was the first video played August 1st, 1981, when MTV launched. It became a staple in pop culture. It expanded worldwide. Its early success, no doubt, paved the way for Much Music to eventually launch in Canada in 1984. I remember watching music videos on TV all the time growing up. You couldn't easily watch them online, so this was basically your only choice. And then YouTube changed that. I would guess that's where most people watch music videos now, if you even watch them. I find I don't really anymore. I'm just not all that interested in videos. Just give me the song and I'm usually fine. Yes, we had Much Music, but MTV also eventually was expanded to Canada, stationed in Toronto. It lasted for 18 years before it was shut down here on December 31st, 2024, about a year ago. Despite the cancellation, the flagship channel MTV HD will remain on the air. Of course, not showing music videos, but showing things like reality TV shows. Other headlines making news this morning that you're hearing with Andrew Shepherd in the newscast. U.S. President Donald Trump is making a new tariff decision, delaying increased tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. Due to ongoing trade talks, the order keeps in place a 25% tariff brought in September, but delays a 30% tariff on upholstered furniture and 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and vanities. The gap widens. There is a new report out today from the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives. It looks at pay between average worker wages and the country's top paid CEOs. And the gap just hit a new record in 2024. Not last year, 2025, but 2024 is what this report looked at. The report says the top 100 paid executives made 248 times more than the average worker. The average pay for the country's top 100 CEOs worked out to $7,800 an hour in 2024, meaning by about 9:30 this morning, they'd make the annual pay of the average worker. We're continuing to follow a number of fires in the news. Starting here locally, one person we know is in the hospital after a house fire in North Central. Fire says crews arrived to flames coming from the home on Athol Street around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, a little before that. They say one person was trapped inside, and so firefighters had to rescue them to get them out. Paramedics treated this person at the scene, and then they had to go to hospital. There is no word on that person's condition or, at this point, what sparked this fire. Just an awful story coming out of Switzerland. You've been hearing this in the news for the last couple of days. We have some updates for you this morning. 40 people were just killed and more than 100 others hurt. 115 or so is the last number that were hurt in a fire on New Year's Day yesterday at a bar. The cause being looked into there. Now, one person in the bar at the time says it may have been caused by sparklers put into drinks, if you can believe that. She says one of the servers was on someone's shoulders holding up the drinks with the sparklers. There is video online, and it looks like somebody's trying to put it out with a sweater. It was kind of high up, kind of around the ceiling. The Global Affairs Canada says there have been no reports of any Canadians among the victims. On social media, Prime Minister Mark Carney called the fire a devastating tragedy. CJME News time is now 6:19. Girl, 6:23 on your Friday morning. Had to really double check on that one. Right, it's Friday. It's not a Monday. We just had a holiday, so it should be Monday. And we are into the first few days of the year. It's a time for planning, for wishing, maybe some optimism thrown in there. 980 CJME senior reporter Lisa Schick just sat down with opposition NDP leader Carla Beck to talk about the year ahead.
For the brand new year of 2026, the Saskatchewan NDP leader Carla Beck has a resolution that's a little more personal.
To find that elusive balance of taking care of myself and throwing myself completely into the job. You know, there's a lot of work to do, and just keeping healthy, because it's a long road to the next election.
It's a full 180 in her New Year's resolution for the party, though.
To do more work than we did last year, and we set a pretty high bar last year. As I promised people on election night just over a year ago, we weren't going to stop. We were focused on the next election, incredibly important election in this province. People deserve an alternative to this government. People deserve to know and believe that better is possible.
And when we sit down a year from now, Beck says she wants to be able to talk about what she's brought forward, the propositions the NDP has developed for the people of the province in 2026 to make things better.
People understand that things are not going the way that they should be. We're going to continue to bring forward our solutions built with the people of this province to show them, again, not only is better possible, but here's the plan. This is how we're going to get there.
She says there's a lot of work to do.
We've got a healthcare consultation going on. Not going to suggest that there are simple answers there, but we will not find the answers if we don't start listening to the communities and the frontline healthcare workers. We are also going to take on the Grids and Growth Plan, looking at what the energy pathway is going to be to not only ensure that we have the energy that we need for today, but to fuel growth into the future in this province. This is a lot to take on for an official opposition, even a double the size one, but we're not messing around.
And if there are any hopes Beck is holding on to for 2026, they involve an end to the province's tariff turmoil.
This year was a lot. You know, you think of our three major trading partners, tariffs, uncertainty, threats to sovereignty, all of that. I hope we get a number of projects on that infrastructure list, because that's going to be crucial, regardless of what happens with those tariffs, to heed that wake-up call and make sure that we are more effectively able to get what we grow and build and manufacture here in this province to market.
From Carla Beck's office, Lisa Schick, 980 CJME.
Now, could 2026 be the year that the Canadian World Junior Hockey Team gets a gold medal? It's been a couple years since that happened, and Canada is on the ice tonight. You can hear the game live right here on 980 CJME, 7:30 puck drop. Broadcast starts at 7. Canada takes on Slovakia. It's a stage in this tournament that has not been too kind to Canada over the last two tournaments, in fact. They've been eliminated in the quarterfinals the last 2 years. Now, Canada finished first in their group after a 7-4 win over Finland on New Year's Eve. Slovakia, meantime, finished fourth in their group. But Slovakia was right in it against some of the best teams at this tournament, only losing by one goal to the U.S. and to Sweden. So I was asked, you know, should Canada handle Slovakia any good? I don't think that this is going to be a complete walk for Canada. They have history the last couple seasons, as just mentioned, against them. You know, hopefully they don't get two in their heads. Because remember, at this stage of the tournament, you lose, you're done. You won't even play for a medal, potentially. So Slovakia certainly has not been an easy team to beat. Canada will try to advance to the semis with a win tonight. CJME News Time is now 6:27.